Alaska's congressional delegation is cheering the death of Al-Qaeda leader and 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden, but they're warning of a need for vigilance against terrorists and asking tough questions about Pakistan. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Congressman Don Young was flying to D.C. when word broke of Osama bin Laden's death, so he was surprised by the news when he landed.
When I first heard it, I thought, okay, this is April Fool's Day. I'm serious. I don't always trust what I hear on the radio or TV or anything else. And, of course, in the morning I got a short briefing today, and, you know, it apparently is true.
Young says he thought it was likely bin Laden had actually been killed long ago, so he wants to see proof in photos.
I hope they got some good pictures so we can, I haven't seen them, but so we can truly verify that it was Osama bin Laden. I mean, but they already buried him at sea, which always strikes me as a little interesting.
Young says this hammers home questions he already has about the mission in Afghanistan and brings up concerns about how reliable Pakistan is.
I can't speak whether we can trust them. I don't really trust a whole lot of people that are basically not friendly with us, and that goes for the Middle East in total.
Senator Lisa Murkowski used to sit on the Foreign Relations Committee and points out that the U.S. is paying Pakistan more than $1 billion a year for counterterrorism efforts. She has questions about whether the country's leadership has been acting in good faith. The senior Republican senator says the morning after view is throwing into new light that relationship.
What we see being discussed now is, I think, Americans feeling like perhaps Pakistan duped them a little bit on this. The fact that we found bin Laden not in the wild lands of Waziristan, but in a city of 500,000 in an area that was right next to a military academy, a pretty impressive-looking compound that, for all intents and purposes, appeared was built for him. It causes one to wonder how complicit Pakistan was, how much they knew.
Murkowski says killing bin Laden has taken down a figurehead. She and the rest of the delegation say this sends a message that the U.S. will hunt down and find those who attack it. The delegation is also united in its praise for the service members and intelligence officers that led to bin Laden's hideout and carried out the attack. However, only Senator Mark Begich took time to praise President Obama's leadership. He also gave kudos to former President George W. Bush, but said Obama deserves credit for making what he says were tough final calls. Begich says the war in Afghanistan has never been about just bin Laden, but he says the leader was an important symbol to Al-Qaeda.
Taking him out really sends a message to those fighters that, you know, we've taken the head of the horse off, and now it's the rest of them. And I think that creates disruption and creates an opportunity for us to continue to do what we need to do in Afghanistan and get it more stable. But at the same time, there's a lot of other work.
All three delegation members warn of a need for constant vigilance.
With or without bin Laden, they will continue to attack us whatever they can. So we have to keep that in mind. That's not going away in the sense of, geez, now bin Laden's gone, now everything's just, the world's at peace. We wish, we hope, but that's not the reality because there are people out there who are radicals and have one interest in mind, and that is to, you know, destroy the United States any way they can.
As a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Begich expects briefings in the coming weeks about a host of issues surrounding the attack on bin Laden's compound and the what next questions the delegation is asking. Senator Murkowski is attending a dinner at the White House tonight for committee heads planned before this news broke. Murkowski says she expects the conversation to turn to the big topic, the end of the decade-long hunt for Osama bin Laden. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.